London, Robert, and Trent Williams, same thing. And Alfred Morris had some illness today, he was a little sick, but he'll be listed as probable. And then we have a few guys that are also probable that are getting treatment.
How did Robert look today compared to the other days this week?
Good. He keeps on improving every day. Yeah, so he's looked much, much better today.
You still see this as a Sunday decision?
Yes, uh-huh.
Have you developed any type of gut feeling for it?
No, not really. You know, get a chance to evaluate him tomorrow and talk to the doctors tomorrow and make a decision.
I didn't see London out there. Did he participate at all today in practice?
Yes, he was out there.
Oh, he was. Mm-hmm.
But he did not. He did not participate. He was out there. Just went through stretch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and didn't take any reps.
Okay. Mike, what type of week has Kirk Cousins had?
He's had a good week. Good week. He's been pretty consistent all the way through camp, all the way through all the games that we've, you know, prepared for this season.
Is there a benefit to him for knowing before Sunday whether or not he's starting? Does it not matter if you're actually going to make the decision on Sunday?
Well, he's got to be prepared to go either way. You know, anytime you get reps, the quarterback's always got to be able to go, especially in a situation like this. You got to be prepared mentally to go. Can't tell you when. Can't tell you if it's Saturday night or Sunday, but he'll know before the game that he's if he's playing or starting. Yeah.
How important is it for your offense to have a guy like Alfred, considering the uncertainty at quarterback and possibly an inexperienced guy like Kirk playing?
Well, you always want your best players playing, and Alfred has proved that he can carry the load and very dependable. Very productive, so hopefully he's ready to go. Plays well.
What kind of comfort level does he give for a quarterback just to have a guy like that back there?
Well, you always want a back that can make plays or make some yardage on his own, and Alfred's been able to do that. We got a lot of confidence in him. I think he's got a lot of confidence in himself. Every offense needs a excellent running back to move the chains, make people miss, get some yards after contact.
Mike, 14 games in with this, with the pistol, what kind of advantage have you seen because of that, and is it even a little bit more than maybe you had anticipated running that?
Well, we just, put a system in that we felt gave us the best chance to be successful. So everybody's got a little bit different philosophy on that, but it's worked for us. With the pistol, with the back behind the quarterback, you have a lot less tendencies for a defense to figure out if a guy is offset, weak, or strong. So one of the reasons why we did put in the pistol with the running game and some of the things that we do.
Was there anything that you were a little bit concerned about using that just because it's a little bit new?
No, not really. We've worked it no matter if you're under center or if, 4 yards behind the quarterback in the pistol. It's a, you're just getting a shotgun snap, and our guys feel very comfortable with getting a snap and, doing – our offensive schemes, we've been working on it since mini camps, and I'm sure the first couple weeks was a little different for the guys, but they've adapted well.
Mike, just to be clear, Robert was limited today?
He's questionable.
He's questionable,
yeah.
But you have to list him as either limited practice or full practice.
No, you list him as questionable, yeah. But anyway, he was limited in practice, if you guys want to get...
Would you say that Trent's having a Pro Bowl year?
Yeah, I think he is. Especially being able to play hurt like he has the last couple of weeks and even this week. Very proud on the way he's handled himself and the way he's played.
Non-Redskins, really, but what have you thought of how Peyton Manning has done this year, and are you surprised by the success that he's had coming back from that injury?
No, I'm not, really not. Anytime you're around Peyton, you realize what type of work ethic he has, his understanding of the game, and I can't say it surprised me at all. He picks up everybody's game. And one of the reasons why they've been able to accomplish what they've had.